In Brazil, Carnival is in full swing, but far from the beaches and tourist-packed events, in the working-class and predominantly Afro-Brazilian neighborhoods, Carnival is decidedly different. Known there as Bachi Bola, crews in Rio's outskirts don clown-like costumes and race through neighborhoods to a frenetic mix of funk, fireworks, and fear. Men have long dominated Bachi Bola, but as NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, women are joining in.
Monique Vieira is busy sewing long strips of colorful pink lycra pieces for the Bem Feito, or Well Done Crew's Bachi Bola costume this year.
Eu tô costurando isso aqui, é uma touca. Ela vai embaixo da máscara.
I'm sewing the cap here to cover the crew member's face, she says. The 39-year-old mechanical engineer says she also sews the huge, ruffly skirts, as well as the bulging, feather-filled sleeves. Incandescent colored tights are part of the mix, as well as a glittery headdress. We do it differently than Carnival in Rio's beach neighborhoods and tourist areas, she says.
Um bloquinho, vai mais à vontade, vão quase nus. Estão acostumados com outro carnaval, né?
They like those block parties, she says, where everyone is practically naked, but not here. Bachi Bolas, loosely translated as the ball beaters, celebrate Carnival in Rio's outskirts. Their name comes from the ball tied to the end of a large stick that they slam against the ground, enchanting and intimidating onlookers. Just where this mix of extravagant costumes and revelry came from is much debated. Some say Portuguese colonizers brought it over. Or like Andra Maturana, who runs Bem Feito with her husband, believes it was born out of her neighborhood's working-class roots.
E aí eles vestiam essa fantasia e batiam bola na frente das fábricas.
Workers in industries out here would wear their oversized overalls and go on strike and bang balls on the ground as a form of protest, she says. As a kid, her mother wouldn't let her join Bachi Bola, saying it was too dangerous. Crews were known to fight rivals in the streets, and the media highlights any local brawls to this day, she says. But now 26 and a new mom, Maturana says times are changing. As drummers practice at her home that doubles as the Bem Feito workshop, she says Bachi Bola is overcoming the stigma.
Era uma cultura extremamente masculina, né? Só tinha homens, mas hoje em dia...
It has long been an extremely masculine culture, but today more and more women participate, she says. This year, 40 women are taking part. There were only 6 when she started in 2018. But she'd like to see more help from the city. Sabrina Veloso is a cultural researcher in Rio.
As grandes patrocinadoras... Não olho pro bate-bola enquanto uma manifestação cultural.
She says the big carnival sponsors aren't interested in bate-bola. Veloso, who is also a member of the all-female Brilhetes crew, says Rio's working-class outskirts have long been marginalized. It's not surprising its celebrations don't get much tourist promotion nor dollars. Unfazed, Veloso and her all-women crew get ready as funk music booms on the street below. Crew leader Vanessa Amorim says she'll keep spreading the word of Bachi Bola.
Mas é uma coisa que a gente luta e persiste e sempre mostrar a parte boa.
We keep fighting and persisting. As a barrage of fireworks fill the sky and drown out the music, the Bachi Bolas hit the streets, bashing their balls on the ground. The men's crew starts running too. Vanessa Amorim says Bachi Bola is finally getting respect here at home too.
Então a gente se coloca hoje em dia iguais a eles, e não atrás e nem na frente, mas a gente anda junto com eles.
These days, even the men are accepting us as equals. We no longer parade behind them or in front. We do it side by side. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.